This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. We strongly encourage you because of our partners, and we're going to give you an opportunity to partner today. Make it possible for you to hear these messages over and over again so you can subscribe to our podcast or you can go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these things over and over. And you're going to need to because we've been talking about how Paul himself had to be persuaded of the love of God. And if Paul had to, you're going to need to. I'm going to need to. All right? So, and also remember, we're giving away a free daily devotional that gets emailed to you every day. It takes about 90 seconds to read, but with some practical application to help you become more fully persuaded. Because we've been talking a lot about of things that really boggle the religious mind, and you need to be hearing them over and over again with your Bible out and seeing that these things are so. But we've been talking about that God being for us. And we're here in Romans 8, and we're in verse 31, and it says, "What shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now, once again, notice that God is for you. And you might be sitting there saying, "Well, yeah, but I've made some mistakes." Well, we'll cover that here in just a second. It says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?" Now, this is important because this demonstrates not just God's heart and his willingness to help you. Now, notice, he sends Jesus to be delivered up for you, but then he does it in order to give you all things. See, God is trying to do good to you. God desires to do good for you. God is paying whatever price necessary. Remember when we talked about Mephibosheth, about how David went to great expense just to get Mephibosheth to the place that he could bless him and do good for him? Well, that's exactly what the Lord has done. He desires to do good for you. And all this hogwash about how he doesn't care about your health, he doesn't care about, you know, your finances. No, freely give us all things. He desires to give to you. Why would that be true? Because he is for you. Now, he goes on here and he says this. Again, well, I've made some mistakes. Well, is it going to be God who brings a charge against you? No, because who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. You know, if you really think about this, if you have people persecuting you and condemning you, it really doesn't matter because it's not God that's authorizing the persecution. No, because it was God who actually called you his elect and justified you. Is it God who condemns? Certainly not. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God and also makes intercession for us. So it's not him. If you're experiencing condemnation, it's not God. It is not the Holy Spirit. It is not, God does not condemn. Now convict, yes, he'll say, hey, it's wrong, but that's not condemnation. That is him trying to save your life. You know, anytime God speaks to you, it is for your good. And he desires to do good for you. He desires to bless you. He desires to help you. Here, let's look at something here, if we could, especially with today being offering day on the broadcast. Now, again, we've talked about how we had a partner that committed to 120 broadcasts and stuff, and that's coming to an end. We did hear word that they're considering doing one more month, and so we thank God for that. But, you know, it's not just up to one person. We all need to get in this together Because, you know, the truth of the matter is that you will receive more and more what you invest in. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you invest your treasure into this ministry to make these broadcasts possible, to make it possible to minister to people all over the world, you, by doing that, that connects your heart to a deeper measure. That means that more gets revealed to your heart. Because you're honoring, you're saying, hey, this is valuable to me. And when God says, oh, it's valuable to you, let me show you, let me open yours a little bit more. Because listen, the reason that our partners make these broadcasts possible for you to hear over and over again, because you ain't getting it the first time. Listen, I'm teaching it, and I'm not getting it all the first time I say it. This is one of the reasons we go over and over it, is because you need it over and over again. And so the partners make it possible for you that maybe not this time you were a little distracted, or maybe this time you heard this piece. But man, when you connect your treasure to it and your heart's there and you show this is valuable. You know, think about it this way. I tell you this. I remember with my wife when we got married and she said, I said, you want to go to a movie? And she says, all right, but I might sleep through the first half an hour over it because I'm kind of tired. I said, well, then let's not go for the movie, because if we're going to pay money for this, you need to pay attention. And sometimes there's just this thing. When you invest of your finances, it's amazing how that gets our attention. But I want to show you this. Here's this in Luke chapter 5. So it was, as the multitude pressed about to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. Now, don't you know this is aggravating for Simon? He's been working all night. We're about to see that here. And then the preacher comes along and says, hey, could you give me your boat and let me? Would you mind? I know you're busy. I know you've been up all night, but could you give me your boat to use so that I could preach to these people? And you know, a lot of times we don't realize this, but Simon probably had the same attitude we do. Sometimes when you hear ministers saying, hey, partner with us, they're thinking, hey, all you want is my money. But that wasn't what Jesus was after. Jesus was after an open door to do good for Simon. That's what he wanted. And Peter was sitting there thinking, this is just an imposition. I can't believe that this preacher is asking me to do this. You want me to get in the boat and push you out a little bit offshore? All you want is from me. That's all you're trying to do, is just get my boat. That's all you care about, is what I can give to you. But that wasn't what Jesus was after. It says here, it says, when he had stopped speaking, so he did it, Peter gives him the boat. When he'd stopped speaking, he said, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Why? Why is God doing this? Because Peter, begrudgingly or no, I'd encourage you not to do it grudgingly or of necessity. I would, because you'll limit your harvest. But Peter sowed his boat into the gospel. He gave. And so what happens? It says, Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night. You can hear this, can't you? Oh, my goodness, preacher. We've done it all night. Fine. And we've caught nothing. Nevertheless, that's your word. I will let down the net. Oh, my goodness. There's so much in here we could talk about, but you're not the only person that's ever been frustrated when the Lord said give. I've been there before. And a lot of times the reason for that is, honestly, it's exactly what we've been teaching. We don't believe God is for us. We believe God is trying to somehow hurt us. And that, you know, it's not that God needs your money. He wants you to trust him, believe his love for you, and to trust him more than the money so he can do this in your life. And it's the same reason that I ask you to give into this ministry and to become a part, because I want you to have what happens next. And so it says this. It says, Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night, caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish. and their net was breaking. So he signaled. Now notice this, because we're going to talk about this. So signaled to their partners in the other boats and came to help, to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Okay, now you say, why do you keep talking about partnership? Because I want you to take part in the harvest. It's not enough for me and for the family of Curt Owen Ministries to fill up our boat with fish. We want you to be a part. We're not saying, here, come over here. Come over here, partner with us. Because we just want your boat. We want your boat filled too. We want you to partake of part. Not just, and remember, this harvest is not just now. This harvest is now and in the age to come. And again, it's the reverse too. It's not just in the age to come. It's now. Jesus died to help you in this present age. This partnership, this blessing that they received was not just what God would reward them for in heaven. It was what God would reward them for then. And when God rewarded Peter for what he was willing to do for the Lord, it didn't just affect Peter, it affected his partners. It caused the partners to be loaded up. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really think that the partners, when Peter says, come over here, bring your boat. How dumb would it have been if the partners would have said, oh, there goes that Peter again. He just wants our boat. He just wants our boat so he can get him a harvest. No, that's not what this was about. Peter wanted to share in the harvest with his partners. I want you to share in the harvest of this ministry. I want you to have a boat sinking load of fish. I want you to partner with us. And every person that listens to the broadcast, every person around the world, every church we go to in the United States, every church we go to around the world, when we go on our missions trips, this broadcast, I'm going to be in Peru next week ministering to about 300 ministers. I want you to be a part of that. I want that to be a blessing in your life, not just in the world to come, but now. I want your boat filled, but it comes through being partners and to partaking in and sowing into the gospel. Will you do this? Will you join with us in this? It will change your life forever. It will change how much you receive from this broadcast. And I'm so guaranteeing that. I'll do this. I tell you what. Give for the next 6 months and listen every day. Do everything we're teaching. And if you don't receive more out of this broadcast each time, then fine. At the end of 6 months, just quit. If it doesn't pay off, I mean, if you don't end up with a boat sinking load full of fish, stop. But I'm telling you, if you'll partner with us, it will change your life. Not only that, it will change the lives of every person that we reach. That's why we want to partner you to partner with us. We want you to have a boat load full of fish too, because we are blessed. Now let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for those that are partnering with us today and making this decision. Father, I thank you that every reward that Curt Owen Ministries has, both in the here now, in this time, and in the age to come, Father, that they are a partaker of this. And Father, I'm asking you to bear witness to this word, that as they give and as they partake in this, and as we sow into the gospel and sow into the lives of people, Lord, load their boat up with fish. Lord, I thank you that whatever their business is, whatever their resources are, Lord, right now you load them up and demonstrate to them the value of partnership. And Lord, every person saved, every person that's life changed, they will receive credit for it now and in the world to come. Thank you for doing that for them, Father. And right now I receive them as partners into this ministry in Jesus' name. Now please listen to Michael. He's going to show you how you can become a partner.
All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Curt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, knowing and believing the love of God with Curt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1990.